Hare Krishna, we're just getting ready to leave early for filming, vlog filming, and we'll see what that's like. It'll be challenging. We're going to start at ISKCON's garbage dump. We're not doing an expose, but it's about plastic, and there's lots of it there. It's going to be challenging, not so much because of that, but because there's this 24-hour kirtan by Gaudiya Math, just near there on Tarampur Road, a little temple, and our videoing is going to be on both sides of that. That's on one side, the garbage dump, and the others are going to try to be near the elephants. So that will be interesting. And then this morning I got this sort of untimely invitation to Sridhar Swami Maharaj's Tirobhava, which they're celebrating today. And obviously, because we've got this vlog scheduled, filming, and we need to actually send some films away in time, so that, because the storehouse of vlogs is depleted. And so I won't be able to go, maybe, swing around and go to the feast that's happening in Prabhupada Samadhi at 1:30. But it's hard to know how our timing goes with this film. It's difficult to know what's going to happen. But it reminded me of Sridhar Maharaj, and I don't know how many years it was, years ago it was, while we were having GBC meetings, he was sort of ill. He had a liver condition, hepatitis, and sort of terminal. He tried many things, alternative medicines and so on. And he was in the Conch building, and he would always want God Brothers to come down and chant for him. So he used to go down and do kirtan in the evenings on the occasion. And although he was sort of in bed, but still he was very... he was in good spirits, very communicative. And then we left. And we left and gone back to gone to Vrindavan. And then it was probably one evening or afternoon that we got the news that he left his body. So then Govinda Maharaj and myself. And then at the airport we met Gopal Krishna Maharaj and some other devotees. We flew back. I think we flew back in time for the festivities, but perhaps not. Perhaps we just came back to offer our respects. And I've known Sridhar Maharaj for a long time, way back, as he would say, that we're both Canucks. That's a term for Canadians, although he was from Vancouver. And of course I'm from Hungary, but I grew up in Montreal, which is on the other side of the country, almost on the other side of the world. And we used to call him Jolly because he was always very jolly, very good humored, and a wonderful speaker. He was a really great speaker. And he'd spent a lot of time already much earlier here in India. In fact, he was always based in Mumbai before during the Juhu development times. And he started visiting Europe because particularly Croatia, and he had some disciples there. So from there he would regularly come to New Vajradam and spend time there. He would like being with the cows, so he'd spend time in the Goshala. So used to say what is his favorite place. So after his departure, we made a little memorial there in the Goshala, and it's still there. Very nice little altar with a picture of him. And he what comes to mind at present was his real attachment and desire to be in the association of his godbrothers, or have his godbrothers' association. That was similar to Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj and other devotees who, on the basis of their personal relationship with their godbrothers, seeing them as actually as their brothers and sisters, and as the immediate representatives of Srila Prabhupada. So he would really be very attached to that. In fact, I remember on one Vyas Puja occasion, he, Nishinga Chaturdasi, also Vyas Puja, he came, he was there in New Vajradam, and usually I prefer God brothers, God sisters not to be there. But I couldn't convince him of that. And so when we had Guru Puja, I remember it was him, there was someone else, but I can't remember who. Maybe it was Keshu Bharati Maharaj. Anyway, the three of us ended up on the Vyasan doing Guru Puja. And then finally I was able to convince him to just come back later for the feast. Although I think he was on a restricted diet by that time. And so, yes, it's another Tiru Bhava, another passing of another Vaishnava, Dhyanilu Prima Dana Karuna Prachura. And that's the inevitable way of the world, that devotees have to pass from this world, but Dhirastatranamuyati. But it's not a source of disturbance for Vaishnavas because Chapta Deham Punarjama Naiti, because they don't take birth again in the material world, but they return to Krishna. So let's see what happens. Today we'll be turning our minds also to the soul of Shri Swami Maharaj. Hare Krishna.